Any rebroadcast, reproduction, or other use of this show without the express written consent of the Financial Guys LLC is strictly prohibited.
Securities offered through Peak Brokerage Services, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Independent Solutions Wealth Management or Blackridge Asset Management. Financial Guys, Independent Solutions, and Blackridge Asset Management are not an affiliate of Peak Brokerage Services, Inc.
Now, we said this from day one. And honestly, folks, we're at day 600 and something at this point. Think about that. 15 days to slow the curve. It's just 2 weeks, guys.
Welcome back. Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, Financial Guys, the place where money meets politics, and have a lot of fun with this show. Still 20-something years of radio. It's still I'm still used to, like, radio coming in and back and out. I'm slowly but surely building up our podcast presence, but 20-something years of radio and still doing it, actually, every Saturday, 1 to 3. You can listen to us on WBEN WHAM and WYSR. Am I saying that right? In Syracuse. And, of course, on iHeartRadio. So but big week, by the way. A lot of protesters down in the city of Buffalo. That was cool to see. A few hundred. No window smashed. No nothing stolen. Nothing on fire. The FBI, and big government, right? They want this type of – see, look, at when you have violence, when you have people smashing windows – what do you want? Well, you want more government, right? You want bigger government to protect you. And it's easier to add in big government when you need them. You need them to protect you. Part of this is strategically placed because when you have violence like this, right, now you have uncertainty, you want big government.
So this is one of the attorneys for Joseph McBride, for one of the, insurrectionists, right? He said, let me call these people out. Someone who was tagged on the internet as by sedition hunters as Red-Faced 45. Now, there's this group out there, sedition hunters. They're trying to dox people that were on camera at the Capitol. I mean, these people are lunatics is what they are, right? First of all, this was not an insurrection. I mean, let's honest to God, these people are lunatics, right? But anyway, Red-Faced 45, they call him. This is someone who is dressed in Trump gear, in MAGA gear. He's covered in gear from head to toe. His face is painted MAGA red. He has a Trump hat on, Make America Great Again hat. Yet he is clearly a law enforcement officer. He interacts with uniformed personnel. He interacts with agents in the crowd. He passes out weapons, sledgehammers, poles, mace. Some of those things come in contact with some of the other protesters who have subsequently been charged with possessing dangerous weapons and are using dangerous weapons at the Capitol. That is clearly entrapment. Now, he goes on in the Tucker Carlson piece. If you haven't seen it, go to our Twitter feed, at FinGuys. I posted the Gateway Pundit link to it. You need to click on Tucker Carlson tonight. He goes on to say that, the violence that happened in that tunnel, that there, and basically that one Republican congressperson has really been calling on the law enforcement, the Capitol Police, to release all the video, right? They beat a woman, law enforcement, Capitol Police, beat a woman in that tunnel within an inch of her life. Another person died because of a beating she took in the same tunnel. Ashley Babbitt, of course, we know, was shot in the face, right? Shot in the head. By the head of the Capitol Police. We know that, right? Mm-hmm. Now they just do this march. Remember this past week they had this march. They're all masked, and it was all military-like. They did this march. Then they all get into U-Hauls, and they drive away. And they said it was a Patriot Front who was, some other, Patriot group that's right-wing people, these right-wingers.
Radical.
Clearly, these are federal agents. Clearly, they have the same FBI pants on. They're all wearing the same FBI issue sunglasses. It's obvious they're FBI, right? Then a dozen U-Hauls or so come to pick them up. The Patriot Front marchers all load into U-Hauls and off they go. Now, let me tell you something.
Team something, bunch of patriots getting together just happen to have U-Hauls, right?
Please, but it's just, so now they come out this morning. The Washington Post comes out and says, "Well, the experts, and the experts have tied this this march and then this stoking of hate to a fake Twitter account." So basically, what the FBI is doing is leaking the misdirection. Don't look; it's like magic. Yeah. Look at this fake Twitter account that did this. And WAPO goes, oh, we got a scoop because we got it from the inside of the FBI. Let's run this story about this fake Twitter account. Meanwhile, the FBI over here is going, ha, 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 as they take their marchers and put it right back in their pocket, right? And the media falls for it. So stupid these morons are, right?
Yep.
So yeah, you're right, Mike. They want to stoke racial violence. They want to stoke hate.
Yep.
They want to make right-wingers unvaxxed, whatever group they can. And now our own FBI is turned on us. Think about that.
Yeah, please give me bigger government to protect us. Please.
That's our own FBI is the enemy of the American people now. It is entrapping people. Look at the Michigan. We've been talking about this for a while, right? Look at the Garland, Texas. I think you should go shoot up Texas, says the FBI agent text to the
Blaze
terrorist, right? Right? Look at the Michigan deal. It was like a dozen FBI agents and four, Michigan rubes that were too stupid to know any better. Hey, I'll go along to kidnap the, because everybody hates, Governor Whitmer because she's a witch. Everybody hated her because she, anyway.
Yeah. But here, let me play a video for you. This is, it's funny though. There was about 500 people. Yeah, it was about 500 people downtown. Really, and the theme is, look at, don't vaccinate our. It's really more about the children. Don't mandate our children to get vaxxed. Yep. Let's take the face diapers off these children, right? Of course, you've got these mini little left groups that I don't know why the people in Western New York actually pay any attention to them. That, who pays attention to them is the right group, the right wingers. I'm like, look at the conservatives are like, why are you watching these dirtbags, right? But of course, they come out and say, oh, look at these crazy right-wing radicals, they're the minority. Let me tell you something. When you get 500 people in Western New York to show up to anything outside of a Bills or a Sabres game, that's a huge accomplishment. Yeah. Which, by the way, 500 people at a Sabres game sounds a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, now right?
The Paul Cars administration is, watch and see, by the way. Marky Mark, he has smashed the Sabres with this vaccination bullshit. Yeah. And the Bills survived because they were finally good after 17 years, right? Well, after 17 years of sucking, we had a pretty good team, right? Not great, but a good team, right? They went to the AFC Championship last week. So because, Buffalonians were so desperate to see an actual good team, they sacrificed themselves and took shots, right? Mark my word, they will be begging, if this team sucks or is mediocre, they will be begging the unvaccinated to buy these new suites once that new stadium gets up. Because there's going to be more suites, and those are going to be people that have money, those are going to be business owners that need to buy those suites, and those are going to be business owners that many of them said, go screw yourself, us. Yeah, here you go, here's my tickets, have fun.
I don't care if they win a Stanley Cup, there is no chance that I will spend money on the Sabres and go into a Sabres game while there's a mandate in place. Or maybe ever again, to be honest with you. You may have lost me for life. Look at what they're doing.
There's a lot of people that they're going to lose for life, right? I mean, look at my two daughters were Sabres nuts, man. And you know what? We would have been there all year. Regardless of them sucking, I would have supported them until they were great. It's one thing I love to do with my daughters. We'd go down and eat ice cream, right, and peanuts and stuff like that. I got to be honest with you. We're not missing them right now.
No.
We're not, right?
No. And what happens is you get down other things, right? You end up doing something different, and that becomes your new tradition. Yeah. And then when they get better and, you don't go back.
Yeah, like moving in 5 years.
Or moving, so or just flat out. Look at what they're doing in New York City. I mean, New York City, now, I don't know. How does he have the power?
He doesn't.
I mean, is it just?
He does.
I mean,
not.
I'm not listening. I mean, if I'm in New York City, I'm like, I'm not going to test my workers. Screw off. Like, I'm not.
Yeah, screw you.
Your medical
and
records.
Who's going to police this?
I have never.
Who's going to police that?
Good question. I mean, look. The thing is, and this is the scary part about it, right? For all the clowns out there, and the Trump administration. He's a dictator. We have court decision after court decision after court decision that's shooting down these mandates for workers.
They don't care.
They don't care.
They don't care. No. The biggest reason is, I'll tell you what, because many of these corporate elites don't either. They're liberal because they've gotten all kinds of money from the Democrats.
Yeah.
Or they really just don't give a shit, meaning like, okay, you just go get, I'm not going to get vaxxed. I'm the CEO. I'll make my own decisions. But all you employees, I don't want to hear from the government. Right, you just do it. Just do it, right? Nobody's got a set of stones. It's
Cheryl
unreal.
Cheryl Atkinson this week did a podcast with a whistleblower from one of the hospitals that basically said the administration, and I have heard this from many, many, many people, the administration at the hospital told her point blank to stop recording adverse reactions in the VAERS system. The reporting system for the shot. So you have to figure that you probably have at least a minimum of three times the amount of actual reported issues, whatever you want to call it, medical situation, deaths in some cases, right?
Yeah.
Adverse medical reactions to the shot, at least three times that. And even if it's one time that, you still have a record number. Never before I mean, you're talking about more people that have died from this vaccination than all of our other vaccinations throughout our entire history combined. Combined. And we've only been at this for a year. Now New York City is mandating it for kids ages 5 and up. It's nuts.
How about this? You've got left-wing liberals who have a bad reaction to it. And they go, well, at least, see, this is how I know it's working.
Honest to God. They're brain dead. Twitter, it is a mental disorder.
Oh, it's okay. It's a mental disorder.
I'm telling you.
I'm growing another ear. I know it's working. Oh, my gosh. I swear to God, if the government said, jump off a bridge, you're like, okay.
They would do it.
If you smash the concrete really hard, you won't get COVID. Okay. I'm going.
Listen to this idiot here.
The music will get you in the mood, but this lady's a moron. The typical liberal Democrat here.
The COVID vaccine for my 2-year-old.
Oh!
The COVID vaccine for my 2-year-old.
What kind of a mental midget are you? Seriously.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, all I want for Christmas is a vaccine for my 2-year-old. Now, this new Omicron virus... variants, whatever.
By the way, it's mutating itself
It's like a cold. Nobody's been hospitalized. Nobody's died. Wouldn't you want everybody to get this variant? I mean, shouldn't we all be out there? Okay, everybody get together. Yeah. Go find someone who's sick. Let's get this and get it over with. It's just
the doctor who found it. She said, "Yeah, it's a very, very, very extremely mild version." She said, "Okay,
ridiculous." Great. So I want to get my 2-year-old vaccinated. These people, honest to God, they're mentally ill. It is a mental disorder. I mean, Trump broke a lot of people, no doubt about it. I mean, Kathy Griffin, many others, right? Scarborough, right? And just destroyed people's, you know, basically they destroyed their own careers because of Trump derangement syndrome. And Trump derangement syndrome is absolutely real. There's no question about it. But liberalism in general is an absolute mental disorder. There's no question about it. I mean, you look at all this data that's out there. And again, I've said this for a while now. In the very beginning, you know, you can say, okay, let's get the shot rushed through. Let's get the vaccine. Mind you, I would give credit to Trump for lowering the regulatory hurdles. But the downside is when you lower the regulatory hurdles, you run into the risks. There's a reason why we have those regulations, right?
Yeah.
So too much red tape is bad, right, because nothing gets done. Too much bureaucracy, useless bureaucracy that doesn't really, you know, look at the things like they're supposed to or has conflicts of interest. And the government is just ripe with conflicts of interest, right, of spouses on panels that approve things from them. It's just a joke, right? It's a revolving door of the giant cesspool, right?
Well, we lowered those regulations, Glenn, so that we could take care of the people that actually needed it. And those were people that were, let's say, 70 plus, pre-existing conditions, right? And then, you know, you make the choice. You should still be able to make the choice to say, look, I think, you know, I'm one of those candidates. You know, maybe I've got XYZ wrong with me. And I think, you know, there hasn't been a ton of research done, but there's been enough where I'm going to make an educated decision. It wasn't designed to rush through to put it into 2-year-olds that have a 0% chance of dying from it. That's not what it was rushed through
to do. Well, now everything's been politicized. So they're like, the FDA's approved it now. Well, after clearly now you know we have evidence that that organizations like the CDC were directly influenced by Randy Weingarten and the teachers union, right? I don't want the teachers union influencing what should be independent medical decisions. Yeah. But they did, and we know that they did, because the Freedom of Information Act request that was received shows all of the emails between Randy Weingarten, the CDC administrators or folks or people, and even the White House was involved in this. So this left being about science about 2 years ago when Dr. Fauci first opened his mouth, right? This was, we're going to seize on this opportunity. And look at de Blasio. What has he got in office? A week left? A week left? He's going to go out the door, you know, knocking over the lamp and taking out the Jefferson statue.
Everybody's
and
getting
all
the jab on the way out the door.
It's craziness. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's got no authority to do that. None. But again, these people listen. You know, I've been saying this for a long time. If you think like us, but you walk into a Home Depot with a mask on, you're part of the problem.
Right.
Stop. That's right. If you walk into one of these restaurants that mandates, you know, you're going to get the vaccination card. And there's a lot of people that, you know what, got the vaccination. I'm just saying don't get the vaccination. But, you know, even if I was vaccinated, I'm not. But even if I was, I'd be damned if I'm going to show the card to somebody to walk into a restaurant.
I'm not going to do McDonald's. It's my vaccination card.
None of your business.
It's so dumb. Yeah. This has gotten to be ridiculous. We got a shout out online from Darcy, who's watching on the live feed. Thank you, Darcy. Appreciate it. You're probably one of three that maybe.
Our podcast is growing like crazy. Which is awesome. You know, more and more people are telling me, hey, I catch your podcast, not your radio show, which is, you know, something.
Because it's on demand.
Cool,
they can get on the tractor, lawnmower, driveway, plowing, wherever they are and whatever they're doing. A lot of listeners out in Florida. I know we have a lot of Florida listeners that are not radio people. They're a younger audience. So definitely the podcast demographic skews younger, no doubt about it. For those that are watching the live feed, I've gone to the goatee now. Last week I had the full beard grown in. It was my hunting beard. So
little by little, going back.
Well, I'm going back to normal. Next, I'm gonna shave this part out and go with the Fu Manchu. My wife hates it.
Nice.
By the way, speaking of Fu Manchu, did you see the bureaucrats in Washington? Man, they are so busy. Did you see the CDC put out an acceptable facial hair diagram for people?
Yes.
Did you see that?
Who does that,
by seriously?
The way? So it was acceptable because it showed you how a mask
could fit over
could
the
fit
right. Like,
your,
this would be okay, but be careful down here because of the mask, you know, you don't want any hair. Because it's funny, because
you
see people with big
down.
Beards, they have this mask on, and you know it's not anywhere near.
Right. You know how, like, the government shuts down once in a while and they go, we're laying off non-essential workers?
This would be one of them.
When you have time to put together a diagram on what your beard should look like to fit your face diaper, you are absolutely 100% non-essential. That's a job we could really get rid of and not pay anymore. Like when you say, just can't possibly cut the size of government. I don't know. Beard chart drawing guy. Yeah. That guy could probably
They have 36 different styles of mustaches and beards, some of which I have never even heard of.
The crazy thing is there's some mental midget Democrats out there going, oh, this is good.
This is good. This is good stuff. We should really let people know.
I didn't realize I shaved my
facial hairstyles and filtering face piece respirators. This is important. This is important stuff.
Yeah, put them on. By the way, there's also now there's tips on not getting carjacked in
DC. Oh, I love that.
You sent me this one.
I love that. Can we play the audio for this?
This
is great. So here's what not to do. And they're so casual about it. Like, it's just normal. Right?
Yeah. Well, you got tips.
On the same side.
You got tips.
Yeah, on the same.
Yeah, like,
same.
Right next to the beard drawer guy that shows you how to. That now we'll put together a tip manual on, look at if you're getting carjacked in this town.
Here's what to do.
Not a big deal. Look at it. Here's how you hand over your keys to these people.
At the same time, the Portland police put this out. Press release update. Multiple armed carjackings result in officer-involved shooting on I-5 freeway. That was yesterday afternoon.
Officer-involved shootings, by the way, up 26% since Joe Biden took office. Up 26%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So, that's what happens when you make it acceptable for people to just steal. It's okay. You're right back out on the street, right? Then they feel more confident in shooting police officers.
Let me see if I can get the audio of this, because this is priceless, really.
If you can,
here in Greenbelt, we have seen a couple of violent carjackings in the past week or so. Greenbelt police responded to Breezewood Court just the other day. Three men shot and wounded a man and carjacked another person at gunpoint in the middle of the night in order to prevent a carjacking. Well, here's what we should be doing. Police say lock the doors when driving and when pumping gas. In fact, stay in your car if you can at the gas station. Always look around before getting out of your vehicle. And if you are the victim of a carjacking, give up that car. Your life is just not worth it. Equip your vehicle with an anti-theft or GPS tracking device.
Or a 9mm.
Yeah, exactly. Nowhere on this list. Nowhere on this list is arm yourself and be prepared to protect yourself, right?
Right.
Nowhere on this list.
No.
It's just give your car up. Make sure you have your cell phone.
Yeah.
Keep your cell phone in your pocket. Lock your doors. I mean, what a joke. What an absolute joke.
Yeah.
How about
a 9mm next to
exactly. How about,
in your pocket.
You know, pick yourself up a nice Glock and be prepared to protect yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, just
And by the way, if more of these dirtbags knew that they were protect. I always say, you want to clean up the east side of Buffalo?
Well,
the 80-year-old lady, let's train her on what a shotgun does when somebody walks through a house in the front door.
You've got to be in a place, though, again, where the DA or the prosecutor is not going to go after you, right? I mean, look at what happened in St. Louis. So St. Louis, you had those two people. Now, mind you, I mean, definitely she needs a class on gun control as she's pointing the gun at the crowd. But still, if she's on her property
her
and she was worried
about
her property, her house in a private neighborhood, right? What would you do?
Private, by the way, a private gated neighborhood.
Yeah, a gated private community.
Gated neighborhood.
This is for a reason.
It's not, they didn't walk down the street that was open.
Right.
They actually broke through
right.
the gate.
They broke through
actually
the gate.
Broke through
right.
the gate.
I got to be honest. I'm up on my balcony going rooftop Korean too. And guess what? That worked, right? When we had the 93, had the riots in L.A., right? The Rodney King beating and then the ensuing riots in L.A. where they pulled a truck driver from his vehicle and beat him to death in the street, I believe.
For no reason,
right? They're doing that, by the way, in Chicago now. They've beaten up a couple of, almost to death, a couple of workers in Chicago now. So, you know, next thing it'll be the, oh, woe is me. We don't have any public transportation. We can't get to work anymore. The bus lines have stopped.
They're beating them up.
Yeah. It's amazing.
They burned all the trucks.
It's unreal, right? You burn down your grocery store, and then you complain that you have no place to buy groceries, right? You burn down the bank in your own neighborhood, and then you complain that there's no banks in your neighborhood. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Can't get a loan from the local banker.
And then BLM is worried about the handful of white on black crime a year when sadly 80% is like, you know, black on black and gang ridden cities like Chicago, Baltimore, New York City. It's terrible what's going on.
And then we vote in Democrats to fix it.
Yeah.
That's my favorite.
By defunding police and not prosecuting criminals or releasing them. You sent me this. New York City, right? They released a criminal and then the guy went back out and assaulted two more people. Did you just send this to me?
Yeah. Yes. Time and time and time again. It is time and time and time again. And the police officers, by the way, in every community are saying, look, the only way we're going to stop, the reason crime is up, this isn't rocket science, it's the same people committing the crimes. We let them out. And the only thing that does is it fuels other criminals, right? These young folks that say, hey, look, I don't even need to be in school the last year because of COVID. I could go out and rob a car on the side. You know, sell some drugs. What's the big deal? I'm not going to jail.
I'm not going to jail. You said that to me, didn't you, though? It's like they released a guy. He was in on a violent assault. They released him. He went back out and assaulted two more people. They released him again.
Yeah.
You just said that to me.
Did I send it just to you? I don't know. We're in so many darn groups. I don't know. Text groups.
Let's check this one here.
Well, it's the same old story. By the way, let's play this one. Let me see what Washington thinks about it. Give me 1 second here. All right. Let's see what Washington thinks about criminals.
Oh, this is great.
And who's
a huge group of criminals organizes themselves and they want to go loot a store, a Home Depot until the shelves are clean. You think that's because of the pandemic?
I think a root cause in a lot
moron.
Of communities is the pandemic.
You're a moron. You're a moron.
Yeah.
So you think they're looting and stealing TVs?
Yes.
Because of COVID.
Right. That's right. Because times are tough, Mike.
You can't even make this stuff up, folks.
Down.
These people are this dumb.
See, when they're locked down, they have nothing to do. And so when they're locked down, she should have this music in the background every time she speaks.
She's a real moron. I mean, you get up and you believe this garbage, you're either a moron or you're a criminal.
Yeah. So they're a joke.
Huge group of criminals organized themselves. Loot a store, a CVS, a Nordstrom, a Home Depot. Until the shelves are clean. Do you think that's because of the pandemic?
I think a root cause in a lot of communities is the pandemic. Yes.
Mm.
Go ahead.
So when I...
Yeah, exactly. Pandemic, sure.
Wow. Not one pair of work boots stolen still.
No.
This has been going on for decades.
Yeah, you would think.
Every time they loot.
Yeah, because of the pandemic. Sure it is.
Yeah,
sure
they always grab the Michael Jordans, the Air Jordans, but the work boots always seem to still be on the shelf.
Let's just go down. I know for Democrats, you know, the history of the world started this morning, and there's no history whatsoever, but... I recall a lot of these smash and grabs happening in the Magnificent Mile in New York City well before the pandemic was ever even a thing. So how do you explain that then? How would you explain the looting and the burning of cities prior to the pandemic? Because that happened too. Like they did that, right? When Trump was elected specifically in 2016, they burnt down cities then and looted substantially, right? That was well before the pandemic. How do you explain that, Jim?
Yeah.
How do you get up every day and lie through your teeth? I mean, seriously.
No,
I know. Do you believe it? What kind of person, I don't know. I couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it. I couldn't possibly lie like that on a daily basis, right? Does she not realize she's lying? Does she really think she's telling the truth? I think the root cause is
that's
the pandemic.
She's
seriously?
An idiot. You're a goddamn dummy
that
if that's what you think.
Or are you just a pathological liar? Are they all just pathological liars like Joe?
They're just pathological liars. Business is good for them.
Hell
business is good for them.
No doubt about that. Unreal.
Yeah. What do we want to switch to here? Let me send you. Let me go through the list of some of the stuff that we. By the way, we send each other nonstop articles. Constantly, by the way. Oh, we are suing Dr. Overtime,
by the way.
Channel 4 again. They didn't play one bit of it. Why bother? They come. No, I know. Next time they come up, I'm going to say, please don't bother again. And they knew exactly who we were, by the way.
It was because we're calling them out.
I forget the guy's name. He's been an anchor at Channel 4 all the time. Mike Lomas, hey, I listen to your radio show. Mm-hmm. Come on, can you do it? And I said, look, if you're going to waste my time with another interview, he goes, what do you mean? So we were in my office for 30 minutes the other day. Played 15 seconds of it. 15 seconds right. of the interview. No, I wouldn't do that.
Well,
no,
it's got to be approved by their producers, right? So that's, you know, the producers have to bring it up to the, you know, the news director. The news director's got to bring it up to the state. You know, they know what's coming from. Even our local, I hate to say it, but WBEN. I mean, they're running ABC News at the top of the hour. You might as well be running the Communist Chinese Party news. I mean, it's such a joke. I mean, the other stations were on there playing Fox News, and that's going downhill, I got to be honest. Let's switch gears this for a second, because this has been...
Now, Fox, by the way, Fox is, I would say, middle of the road, right? They do, you know, there's some conservative folks on there, right?
And then there's
Stacey dominating
Abrams.
The airwaves. Yeah. I mean, that just shows you, like, people are desperate for this kind of news. Like, the actual news.
I mean, you can't possibly watch a CNN and people like... a little Brian Stelter and the rest of these clowns. I mean, at least, you know, Cuomo's gone. What dirtbags the Cuomo brothers are. Both of them, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Sexual harassment claims against Chris Cuomo as well. So just sleazebags. Yeah. Just sleazebags.
Yep.
What kind of kids did Mario and his wife raise? Sleazebags. That's the answer.
Yeah.
If my kids grew up as sleazebags like that, I'd be mortified. Thank God our kids are good kids. These kids, sleazebags. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Not only are they sleazebags, they're dumber than rock sleazebags is what they are, right? Because they put people in the nursing homes that were COVID positive, and you infected the most vulnerable, right? And the sad thing is...
Yeah, the only ones we should have been protecting.
Kathy Hochul knew the
whole
time.
Really, truly.
The whole time. Yeah. First day in office, she raises the number of deaths in nursing homes. She knew the whole
time.
Right? Anyway, let's switch gears just for a second.
Right next to him, standing right next to him. Everybody's like, oh, but she didn't know. Oh, she should have. She should have.
Yep. Once again, the narrative of the Democrats is completely 180 degrees false. Republicans' 2017 tax cuts benefited middle class and working class Americans the most. The exact opposite of what Democrats claimed, according to a new analysis. Mm-hmm. And guess what? All these new standards are going to hurt the middle class and poor.
Standard of living, by the way, would never. Has never improved more in the black community than with the Trump, with his 4 years and his specifically, not only his tax cuts, but the opportunity zones he put in place, right? And that's how you build a community, by the way. You give people incentives to invest in it. You don't give them money. They don't just say, okay, we're going to, you know, we're going to rebuild the waterfront and somehow that's going to create jobs. I'm not saying you don't do some of that stuff. I'm not saying you don't, clearly you do parks and you clean up. But if you want to have a vibrant community, you do exactly and rebuild some of these places like the east side of Buffalo. You do exactly what Donald Trump was doing, which is opportunity zones, which allow people huge tax breaks to invest in those areas, And that's what cleans
stuff
up.
That was put forth by Tim Scott, black Republican congressman from, I think it's South Carolina or maybe North Carolina, one of the Carolinas. But that was his proposal, right? So, you know, you got black Republicans that are called all kinds of things, from Uncle Tom's to just terrible, terrible. What they do, right? And meanwhile, these black conservatives and black Republicans are actually the ones that are putting forth legislation to actually help inner city communities and black neighborhoods, like the revitalization and the opportunity zones, right? Let me ask you this. Which black Democrats, what have they done? So what piece of legislation specifically have they put forth that helps middle and lower income class Americans of all colors, let alone black?
Nothing. You know what they do? They run for office. They get their cushy salary and their cushy pension, and they do nothing.
Look at
nothing.
AOC.
Totally worthless.
I'm a champion for the poor and the lower middle class. Next thing you know, she won't even let $100,000 go to her abuela, even though it was raised privately online, right? She's driving a Tesla. You know, she's walking around wearing multi-$1,000 dresses, right? Claiming, you know, crying about how poor
tax
she
the rich.
Was and to tax
the
rich.
She's got a $5,000 dress on and she's saying tax the rich.
Right.
But these people, they continuously
get away
with it.
Wait till she gets her tax bill and realizes she's the rich. Like, whoa, wait a minute.
Oh, no.
I gotta,
trust me. Trust me. No, they don't pay taxes. No, are you kidding me? No, no, they're invested in the opportunity zones that the Republicans put together. That's what they're doing.
Exactly.
That's exactly what they're doing.
Let me read some of the quotes, though, because this is classic. These the classic Democrats, right, tell you exactly the opposite. Peaceful protest, right? They seem nice, but they're chanting death to America. It's such a joke, right? Elizabeth Warren
fiery
said.
Fiery but peaceful.
Yeah. Elizabeth Warren said, this corruption is hollowing out America's middle class and tearing down our democracy. Senator Mazie Hirono, who honestly is probably the stupidest person in Congress, claimed that the richest 1% of Americans were dancing in the streets after the Senate passed the tax cuts. Then Senator Kamala Harris said, the tax plan approved tonight by my Republican colleagues is shameful. This is a victory for corporations and the top 1% of Americans, not teachers, seniors, and so on. So, just so people are aware, when they took away the SALT exemptions, right, your interest and your tax exemptions, guess who that hurt the most? It hurt the rich the most. It didn't help the rich, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what the Democrats want to put back into place with their new tax bill? They want to put back in the property tax and the income tax, the interest tax deduction, or the interest deduction, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, just to give you a little clue, for those of you that are a little bit slower maybe, those that own the bigger homes pay the most in taxes happen to be the rich. When the Democrats put this bill back in place, right, if they change the tax code, guess who that's going to benefit? It's going to benefit the rich. It's going to benefit people like Bernie Sanders, who owns four homes, right? Three
Obama.
Homes. Obama.
Obama.
It'll
the Obama
help Obama
family.
A lot,
just
right?
built that,
it's a big deduction
for him.
The
Obama family just built that big house. Right. They just put it right on the water, right? As rising sea levels are going to fill it up.
Yep.
They need that deduction,
That's right.
though.
Deduction
It'll
is limited to $10,000. His property taxes on that piece of property are probably $150,000 to $200,000 a year.
Oh,
he's
going to
get that write-off back, right? Nancy Pelosi, who just bought a new $25 million mansion on Jupiter Island after crapping in her own kitchen in
I don't think she did.
No, is that fake? Oh,
no,
okay, good.
No, yeah, she didn't.
Oh, that was
they
called that off, or did she bail on it?
I think she bailed
on
it.
Okay, so she got the message that Florida that you're not welcome here. That's good.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing because I can't imagine anybody
I'm
like that
you what,
thinking
I
that
said
that
to
would
my
be
wife,
a good idea.
I said, I'm telling you, if I see her out, because I'm in Florida most of the time, I told my wife flat out.
If you see them
I'm telling
out
you,
at a
I'm
restaurant.
Getting right in her face. Remember Maxine Waters at a gasoline station? Yeah. Well, here I am. I'm the other side. This is what she wanted, Nancy.
Oh,
this is with the crazy
Florida
eyes. I'm going crazy eyes. I'm going like Democrat crazy eyes, right? Like, guys, this is what you want, Nancy. This is what you want. Okay, I keep the goatee act. I look more intimidating.
Yeah.
But seriously.
Florida would not be a good place
Florida
for
Florida would not be a welcome.
By the way,
not be a welcoming
the
place.
The good old dummy Dem said, up Chuck Schumer in Queens, December 4th. For those of you who can't see this, but this is a big party, right?
Yeah.
You know what they're missing here? This is a big, big fundraiser the other day. Any mask on there?
No mask.
So our moron county executive would find these people, for sure.
Well, they're Democrats. He wouldn't find them.
Yeah, no, $10,000 plus if this was happening in Buffalo. But it was in Queens, it's all fine because they're all Democrats.
Right.
So
Democrat privilege, no doubt about it.
That's
Democrat
right.
Democrat privilege.
That's right.
Amazing. All right, what else I got here? That was there's a whole bunch of quotes here from that thing. But
Fredo is out, by the way. CNN fired him officially.
Yeah,
we'll see what kind of left-winger they get next. Now there's some sexual harassment. By the way, did you see
harassment.
That?
That's why they got rid of him.
Yeah, in Epstein's diary, Chris's wife's information was in there, address, phone number.
Nice.
So
very
I wonder what the ties are
there. Yeah, well, they're all scum. Yep. They really are. This is switching gears just for a second, Mike. The President, this is a new book out by Scott Atlas, The President Betrayed by Bureaucrats, Scott Atlas's masterpiece on the COVID disaster. This is supposed to be a fantastic book. It's called A Plague Upon Our House, and it's the most comprehensive look at the inside. And we said this from the very beginning, Mike, that the mistake that Donald Trump made was he was surrounded when he first got in the when he was the very first day when he listed Rance Priebus as his a chief of staff or whatever the inside part of the inside circle one way, shape, or form, right? Why in the world would you name the head of the GOP, right? Another swamp creature in and of himself, right? But this is what he did. Unfortunately, he was already surrounded by so many bureaucrats that it was like an infestation, right? Obama really did a great job in infesting every single area of Washington. And the media didn't say a thing. Remember, it's not what they tell you. It's what they don't tell you, right? That they forget about, right? Venezuela, apparently, all their problems are fixed, right? They didn't have – remember, it was all the news. They didn't have medicine. They were eating their pets. All of a sudden, gone. completely gone. Out of the news. Yeah. I haven't seen one story on Venezuela, not one.
Still haven't gained any weight back there, though. They're down 19 pounds last year.
But anyway, so he surrounded himself, unfortunately, with the wrong bureaucrats. And they screwed him. They screwed him.
Think about how bad things are in Venezuela. When the average Venezuelan lost 19 pounds, right? That's a lot of weight.
Throughout the book.
That's a lot of starving. That's a lot of starving. It's that's crazy.
Throughout the book.
Yeah, Pelosi, by the way. That, Pelosi violated the mask mandate last week, too. She had a crowded party at D.C. So you had Upchuck Schumer and then a crowded party for Pelosi last week. But media will pick it up.
This is on the Epic Times. Throughout the book, Atlas points to the enormous cost of the machinery of lockdowns, the preferred method of Anthony Fauci and Deborah Birx, the missed cancer screenings, missed surgeries, nearly 2 years of educational losses, bankrupt small business, depression, drug overdoses, overall citizen demoralization, violations of religious freedom, all while public health massively neglected the actual at-risk population in long-term care facilities. Essentially, they were willing to dismantle everything we called civilization in the name of bludgeoning one pathogen without regard to the consequences. Now, we said this from day one. And honestly, folks, we're at day 600 and something at this point. Think about that. 15 days to slow the curve. It's just 2 weeks, guys. It's just a mask. We are 2 years, and the mayor of New York City, despite countless court rulings against him or against this type of mandate, just mandated that every private business in New York City, 200,000 private businesses, have to vaccinate all of their employees. He's mandating 5-year-olds and up, and he's got what? He's got
nothing
a week
left in that city. Be nothing left in that city. There's really going to be nothing left in New York.
I'm telling people now, get out before it's too late. Because at some point, they are going to impose an exit tax. Before too long, and you think I'm crazy, but before too long, there will be a major hurdle, more so than there is already, to leave places like New York. Remember, in East Germany, people had to leave. You know, they were stuck there. They couldn't get out once the wall went up.
Well, they're already redistricting, right? They're already already rigging the maps, and so the very few Republicans that are fighting the good fight, like
there's
a DiPietro.
Like three of them, though. That's it. There's only three of them. No. Even half the Republicans are useless. I mean, most Republicans in New York are Democrat light.
Oh, look at Jacobs, by the way. He votes for this data pass.
That's terrible.
And you know, and here's the thing. And here's why you know they're dirtbags. They won't come on. I have the number of his communications director. I talked to him and I caught him off guard, right? Oh, hey, Mike. Oh, yeah. I said, can you call me back either way and let me know what's going on? No. Oh, yeah, no, sure. I'll see if we can get him on for Saturday. Never called me back.
Nope.
Called him three times since then. If he cared about this stuff, if he believed in this stuff, he'd come on and defend it, right? But he doesn't. He doesn't. He's just another suit, another Democrat. You know, he's a rhino. I'm sure he's there because his mommy and daddy own this big business. And, you know, he wants to comply because big business is good for him because he's getting all the government contracts, right? Marky Mark's going to give him all those contracts. Hey, no problem. You want the new stadium contract? You got it. You want the Sabres? You got it, right? Exactly. Oh, by the way, the government owns half the goddamn stuff in the town. So, you know, all the music festivals, all that stuff, right? All government property. No, you want that? Oh, you got it. You got it. No problem. I better not rock the boat. You want... The Democrats want to monitor everybody with a wristband because we got to make sure they've got a vaccination for the flu that killed 0.00001% of people. Oh, no problem. Scary. No problem. As long as I get the contract and I can sell them hot dogs.
And for all
of
those that are, and I know you're not listening to this podcast, but you all know who they are, right? The virtue signalers. I'm double vaxxed and I'm wearing two masks, right? The ones that are out there because they're more woke than everybody else. I love how these folks, they always eat their own. They always turn on each other. This side of the Atlantic, is it safe to hang out with the unboosted? Now it's the unboosted, right? It was the unvaxxed, but now if you're vaxxed, not good enough. It's the unboosted. And this is why, folks, you have to fight against these mandates, these vaccine passports, because when the government has the ability to say, oh, I'm sorry, your pass to society has expired. You can no longer go to any sort of event. No, like you said, no music festivals, no bars, no restaurants, nothing. You're not allowed there anymore because you're not boosted. Oh, I'm sorry, you can't get in that restaurant with your kids and your family because your booster just expired yesterday. I'm sorry, yeah. You're not going to be able to go to the. What do you mean I can't get in? Right? You're going to give the government and these bureaucrats the ultimate power over you? I mean, seriously, you got people like
time
Pat
and time
Burke,
again,
the New York State Assemblyman, yep, who's talking about, you know, withholding insurance from people. Right? You got teachers out there. Again, the mentally ill, the Democrats on the left. There was a teacher out there. I just posted this to our Twitter feed at FinGuys.
Scary.
That literally is like, I think we should just shoot him and be quicker. Like, oh, seriously? This is an educator of our children. Like, holy smokes.
One teacher who said, yep, you're smarter than your parents, especially the ones that have voted for Donald Trump. They're dumb. I don't know what to tell you. They're
just
dumb.
This is a teacher in Pennsylvania.
Can't imagine. Like, aren't you supposed to be teaching math?
Yeah,
like,
educator, wife, union advocate, semi-pro wine drinker. Oh, good. Ally. Team Pfizer. Well, I'm glad you're on Team Pfizer, right? She's a board of director at the National Education Association. No kidding. Anyway, so here's what she writes. Screw this guy and screw them all who are about hiding behind religious exemptions because they don't want anybody to tell them what to do. People, you want to do, let's see. People tell you what to do all the time, and you do it. This is such BS. He and his ilk deserve whatever come their way, including losing jobs, getting sick, and perhaps dying from this virus. But in the meantime, he's going to put all the people around him in danger. I don't know why the GOP doesn't just take those guns they profess to love so much and just start shooting all their constituents who think this way. It would be quicker and ultimately safer than putting me and my friends and family at risk. But I thought you were boosted, Molly. I thought you were all set.
What
I thought
scared
the mask
of? That's
protected you, Molly. I thought the vaccine protected you, Molly. What are you so worried about?
99% political, 1% all
Why
about your
Why are the
health?
People
That's
who
it.
Are the most protected, theoretically, the one that are freaking out the most, right? Those that
That's
have
right.
not wore a mask and are not boosted or not vaccinated, they don't seem to care. They're not worried. They're living their life. The rest of the group, half this country, is literally living their lives in fear. They're petrified. They don't want to go outside their home. They're the guy in the Walmart who's ducking to get past the guy because he's been told that if he's sitting in a restaurant, COVID doesn't go above 4 feet. So if he just gets low enough, he might be able to get underneath the guy's breath and get out the door, right? These people are the crazies. Now, I'm no longer saying
they're
mental
nuts.
Disorder. These are the crazies among us. We have created a society of psychopathic crazies, psychotic crazies, right? These people are nuts. They are absolutely clinically nuts. They need psychological help. They need therapy, right? These are people that should be sitting down with a therapist, but they're saying, you're not at risk. The sky is not falling. A piano is not going to fall on you outside of a window. These are not real. You have to learn to live with risk, right?
Don't cut yourself and swim in the ocean because then you might get a shark. But other than that, you're probably going to be okay.
My God. Yeah. I mean, I just would. Yeah. I mean, we've played videos over the last 2 years of these poor folks, right? The one girl in the elevator, she's in the corner.
Wouldn't get out.
I can't get past you. She's not wearing a mask. And the other lady just laughing at her like she's delivering food, right? She's the one who's like meeting all kinds of people, right? She can't get off the elevator.
She's double-faced diaper.
You're standing with 6 feet of the door. Just get out the elevator. She's crying.
I
mean, she's this poor girl. She's facing a lifetime of neurosis, right? This is a poor girl now who has been brainwashed into thinking that, you know, she could die by breathing the air. This is a I feel bad for these people. I mean, what kind of life is that to live? I mean, seriously, what kind of life is it to have to go through and be worried about everything? Look, folks, there's real risks out there, but you got to just weigh the risks with what you're doing in life, right? There's risks to driving a car. There's risks to getting on an airplane, right? People get on airplane, they're petrified. Don't get on an airplane then.
Yeah, way more risk to hiding. That's not how immune systems are built, folks. You think you're going to hide from stuff, you're going to get sicker and sicker and sicker. Dr. Erickson said it a long time ago. You're not going to believe this, folks. The people that are 100, they drank milk before the FDA was even a thing. Right? Like right from the cop.
Remember during the Obama administration, they were literally arresting people. The people that were trying to just buy milk and work directly with farmers, there was like these a couple of coalitions, collective groups, what do they call them? Collaboratives. I don't know.
My grandmother, she had her garden in the back. I'm sure she ate dirt.
Yeah.
She pulled the carrots out, ate them sometimes right there without washing them.
My grandmother lived to.
And she lived to be 100.
Yeah, my
crazy.
Grandmother was 95. A lot of her family was into the hundreds, literally, and they milked their own cows and churned their own butter. It was not pasteurized.
Without government?
Without the government.
How could you live to be How could you live to be 95 without a government agent?
That's the problem. People, honest to God, have grown up thinking that without the government, they can't possibly live. I mean, it's
no.
And I think for a lot of people, they couldn't
possibly drink milk.
For a lot of people, if society stopped, they would be screwed. Like, I can at least hunt and fish. Now, eventually, the game is gone, right? I mean, eventually, you run out of, without industrial-type farming, you're screwed. I mean, that's what supports this size of a population. If you didn't have farming and the raising of animals and crops, we couldn't support a population this size. We would wipe out the wild game and eat it all before too long, right? But for those that have the ability to do nothing, right, you can't even cook, right? You have things delivered to your house. There's people out there like that. There's a lot of liberals that have no idea how to live without some government official or bureaucrat telling them what to do and when to do it. And they like that, right? It's like the World Economic Forum. They're playing right to those people. You will own nothing, and you will like it, right?
You'll be happy. It's easy to move stuff. It's easy to be a change agent on the other side, too, by the way, folks. I think that's what people don't understand. You get a few leaders who step up either way. That's what one of the things the left does very well is they organize. They have time to do that. Most of them don't have jobs, so they have time to do that. But, these radicals that are running the Democrat Party, they're not the majority. The problem is the majority of the Democrat and Republican people in general just go, I don't want to get involved. I don't care until it's too late, right? Until the crazy one with the pot tattoo plastered on their face is running the party, right?
Yeah, that's
like
next.
AOC is not all party, right? Most of that party is, middle of the road. Yeah, they're a little, but you got the vocal minority that steps up. That's why it's so important, folks, to get involved on a school board level, on a town level. Right? How many people, it's funny, doing radio shows for 20-something years, I can't tell you how many people say, they come up to me and say, you should do this.
Yeah.
And I'll think, why don't you do
we're
that?
We're busy.
Like, I've got a financial business. Why don't you
multiple
do that?
Multiple businesses,
right?
Podcast, radio show. Like, our time's pretty young kids. Right.
I'll hear this, too. Oh, the Republican Party should do this. Okay. Now, we say that a lot, too, but I'll think, have you been involved?
Right.
Have you gotten involved at all?
We were involved.
Do you even
know
who your elected officials are?
For years, folks, we went to government affairs committee meetings. We've met with candidates. We've used this airtime to interview candidates and existing politicians. We've had multiple congressmen. Chris Lee, Chris Collins, Brian Higgins was even on the show. We've had, mayoral candidates. We've spent our time and our energy, and we put our money where our mouth is to hold these folks accountable to the best of our ability, right? There's only so much folks we can do, right? Everybody needs to get involved, even if it's just going to the school board and listening. You don't have to speak. Just go there and support your fellow parents that are worried about their kids and their education. You may not even have kids in the district anymore.
Go to a school board diaperless, diaperless. That's what you do. Just sit without a face diaper. When they tell you to get out, say no.
Yeah, then they'll call the sheriff.
I walked into Home Depot the other day. They said, you need a face diaper. I said, I don't think so. And I walked by and just said, let them kick me out.
That's amazing
because
Home Depot has put out the directive across the country early on that they're not going to hassle people. But there they are, right? In New York, they're so worried, right? And this is how the tyrants do it, though. They get other people to do their dirty work, right? De Blasio is going to get the employers to do the dirty work, right? Get the restaurants to enforce it because they're the ones that face the penalty, right? It's like if you don't do this, I'm going to shoot your wife. That's how it works, right? This is how the Democrats roll. This is how tyrants roll, right? If you don't enforce a face diaper, then you're going to hurt somebody else. If they're not wearing a diaper in your restaurant, we're going to find the restaurant. We're going to take away their liquor license. You're going to cause them to lose their business. It's going to be your fault, right? So they pit people against each other, right? And then, of course, the patron, like me, goes, well, you know what? Screw you. I'm not going to go to your restaurant anymore. And I lose, and the restaurant loses, right? Everybody loses. Democrats are awesome at creating lose-lose situations, right? Constantly.
Oh, look at
constantly.
Every town.
Every town.
Every town across the
country.
Every town.
They destroy
every town they
everything
run,
they touch.
It's a lose,
it's lose. Lose, right?
That's right.
I mean, look at Tesla,
exactly right?
Oh, who won? Well, Elon Musk won, right? Somebody wins, usually. Who lost? New York State lost. The taxpayers lost. Yep. The workers there lost. The people that were promised those jobs, well, they lost too, right? Lose.
Guess who won? Republican Texas, as they moved everything there.
He just did that. He just moved to Austin. Right? The headquarters of Tesla just moved to tax-free Texas. How do you like that, folks?
Yep.
How do you like that?
That's right. After he scummed off all the money he could from California and New York, he says, by the way, lose-lose. If you don't believe me, folks, if you're in Western New York, drive through the east side of Buffalo. See how Democrats have done.
Yeah.
They've been running that for decades,
It's going
right?
Great.
and it gets worse every day. All right, we'll end it there. By the way, if you need us throughout the week, go to our Facebook page. If you can find it in our website, I should say, thefinancialguys.com. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Are we on any of the other stuff yet, Rumble or anything? We have to. We've been saying that the last few weeks.
We are.
So find us on Rumble.
When can we feed live on Rumble as opposed to YouTube?
Kelsey, you can hop in here. Don't be sad.
Let's do that.
Let's do that. The faster we can get away from some of these garbage platforms, Twitter, Facebook, anything like that, we need to do that for sure. But like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter for now, and like us on, watch us on Rumble, I guess. But go to our website for all that stuff, thefinancialguys.com. It is probably too late to get in for Medicare season. The phones have been ringing literally off the hook. These folks have been here. I was here Sunday, had to stop by, and they were here. Chris Moody was here the other night at midnight. So was Brian Janik. I'm just crazy busy. But if you're turning 65, think of the financial guys. But it's not over, by the way. There is an extended period where you've got another month where you can still make some decisions. So, but use our Medicare team as a resource if you need them. Our home and auto team, over 25 companies to help save you money. It's so easy, a liberal could do it. Give them 14 minutes, let them shop over 25 companies. And, of course, managing money. And we bring Wall Street to Main Street. Folks like Paul Meeks, who are regulars on CNBC, you have access to through our team. Chartered financial analysts, registered investment advisors, certified financial planners. Our bench is deep and big. Use our team as a resource. And by the way, on our Facebook page, there's a GoFundMe. If you can find it in your heart, even a little bit, if you donate over $50, we'll give you one of our Let's Go Brandon T-shirts. But we are suing Gal Bernstein. We had a bunch of donations yesterday from the rally I was at, so that was pretty cool. I think 30 people donated yesterday. Nice. So a lot of people getting in, and there is strength in numbers. Even if it's $5, $10, there's strength in numbers to be able to say, hey, look at X amount of people are pissed off that this lady got hundreds of thousands of dollars of overtime.
Not a single Chamber of Commerce, not the Buffalo Niagara Partnership, not the Amherst, nobody. Not the Restaurant Association, not a single group that I know of in Western New York has said what Gail is doing to line her pockets while smashing businesses is wrong. Why would any? We are no longer members of any of that garbage. We used to be members of the Buffalo Niagara Partnership. We used to be members of the Amherst Chamber.
Worthless.
We used to be members of all different groups. None of it now. We're not involved in any of these groups anymore. I'm done giving you clowns money while you do nothing but nothing. You do nothing. You're totally useless. No. Oh, here's a little bit of health insurance. You can join our group plan. Useless. Protect the
business.
I'll pay
the extra $100
a National
month.
Chamber, by the way, is in the pocket of the Democrats now. The National Chamber of what's it called? The National Chamber of Commerce? Is that what it is? Whatever. They're advocating for more open borders. They want open borders, right? Yeah. They're aligned. Right. If you look at what they represent, they are aligned lockstep with the Democrats. I'm not supporting
it
anymore.
Worth it.
Choke them off to
get
nothing
your own,
or unless
support
they
your own business.
You. Yeah, support your own business. They're
support your own
you.
Business. Believe in yourself.
Absolutely.
Yep. Believe in yourself. If you need us throughout the week, folks, 833 Fin Guys, so use our team as a resource. Right? On behalf of Mike Lomas, Glenn Wiggle, don't forget about the radio show this week. 1 to 3 iHeartRadio is the easiest place to find us. And iHeartRadio is the easiest because I've heard people say, I listen on WBN, but then as I'm going east, I lose you guys and I get back in the way. Just go to iHeartRadio, plug it into your phone.
The whole way through.
You can go through a car wash with it. You can do whatever. You're not going to lose us. So tune in to iHeartRadio 1 to 3 each and every Saturday. All right. Well, take care, buddy. Take care, folks, buddies, whatever you want to be. It's Happy Tuesday, by the way. So, and it's Disobedience Tuesday. People are fighting back this week. There was a few hundred people downtown. I would encourage you to get involved with some of these groups that are fighting back because it's real easy for your freedoms to never come back. It's real easy for you to be face diapered up for the rest of your life.
And
trust
me. If you're uncomfortable being singled out by yourself, go with a group. One of our radio callers said that. I don't know who it was. I wish I could give her credit, but it was one of the best ideas I've heard. Get together with 5, 6 of your friends if you're worried about going in alone. And go in unmasked and say, I'm not doing this. Enough is enough. And honest to God, patronize the businesses that think like you. I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah.
If I walk into a restaurant or a business and they say, if they're hassling me, if I say no politely and they leave me alone, no problem, right? If they're chasing me around the store, I'm putting you on my little personal blacklist. I'm not telling other people to boycott you. We're not putting out lists or anything like that. We're not the Democrats, right? But in my own little mind, in my own little book, I'm saying, you know what? That's a restaurant. That's a business. That's a store that I'm just no longer going to go to anymore. I'm going to find a patriotic store who's not going to hassle me. That's it. You lose me.
I will say there was a Dollar General on Southwestern in Orchard Park, and my father and I, my dad same way, never wearing a mask, but there was one guy that was nuts, right? Yeah. Nuts. He'd jump over the counter and run back. So we both decided we're going to go in there at separate times and mess with this guy. So what we did was we'd walk in, you know, no face diaper on, and immediately go to the back. And this guy would jump over the counter and go running to the back. And then when he got there, we would put a mask on and say, what's going on? And then he would leave and go back, and we would take it off and then stroll by the counter real slowly and then go to the back again. And he would run over, would put the mask on before he got there. And this guy was shot. I know exactly what you're doing. I don't think it's funny.
She got it on camera.
It was great.
Well, I'm marking it down. If that's the case, if that's the way you're going to be, count me out. Not gonna do it.
Yeah, no. Now this was in the beginning where like a week or two I was appeasing people and I was funny. It was funny, but it was fun. Now I'm just walking in and saying, please get away from me. I can't stomach you. Please leave.
No, I'm not gonna do it anymore.
Yeah. All right, folks, keep the fight up. On behalf of Mike Loman, Scumwiggle, we'll see you Saturday. Take care, and next Tuesday right here on the podcast.